Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low in the upper 60s. Your forecast coming up in minutes. A Byrdstown man has admitted to possessing child pornography. Authorities have arrested 36-year-old Oscar Garcia on a charge of aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor. The investigation began after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children reported videos of child porn being uploaded to a website. Authorities traced the IP address to Garcia's home on Billy Zachary Road. On May 10th, investigators located numerous videos and photos of children conducting sexual activity and simulated sexual activity on Garcia's computer. An arrest report obtained today stated that Garcia admitted to possessing and downloading the content. Garcia will appear in criminal court facing Judge Wesley Bray on August 15th. Two people face charges after Allgood police discovered marijuana and methamphetamine during a vehicle search Thursday. Officers arrested Holly Morgan in River Pomeroy after conducting a search at the Walmart parking lot. A press release states police approached a suspicious vehicle and spotted the suspects inside on top of each other. A search of the car revealed nearly 3 pounds of marijuana in separate bags, a small amount of meth, and multiple drug paraphernalia items. Morgan and Pomeroy are being held at the Putnam County Justice Center for possession of meth and simple possession of marijuana. A 12-year-old boy suffered injuries during a two-vehicle crash in DeKalb County Thursday afternoon. The Tennessee Highway Patrol said today that the accident happened on Highway 56. A crash report said 38-year-old Jeremy Burnsides of Cookeville was traveling south when his Nissan Sentra crossed the center line and collided with a Chevy Silverado driven by 38-year-old Abraham Andres. The impact caused the truck to flip several times and travel off the right side of the roadway. Officials said Andres was transported to Cookeville Regional Medical Center for treatment. His 12-year-old passenger was airlifted to the Vanderbilt Medical Center. Burnsides suffered minor injuries and was charged with failure to exercise due care. The Upper Cumberland Regional Airport will be working to get a fuel supplier under contract. Airport manager Dean Selby said Shell Aviation currently provides fuel to the airport, but without a contract agreement.
And to be legal with everything and to make sure that we're doing everything above board and that we're compliant with all of the rules and everything, we want to make sure that we go out, we present it for bid, and that we cover our bases by making sure we are doing the best for the counties, the governments, the airport, the pilots.
The Upper Cumberland Regional Airport Board voted this week to seek requests for proposals from at least four fuel suppliers. The city of Crossville has delayed the opening of Garrison Park. City Manager Greg Wood said a small glitch occurred during the state's inspection of park facilities earlier this week.
We have to comply with ADA, American Disabilities Act, requirements, which require no more than 5 pounds of pressure to open a door, and we've got a door that's sticking. So we may end up having to replace that whole door before we can open the park, but hopefully we'll get that squared away within the next week or two and we get it open.
The city began the $1 million park improvement project last year. Wood said new amenities include a state-of-the-art playground and splash pad. A $500,000 state grant helped fund part of that project. Baxter City officials and the Cookeville Industrial Development Board have signed a pilot agreement with ceramic tile manufacturer Portobello. News Talk 94.1's Logan Weaver spoke with Baxter Mayor John Barton about the tax break and what needs to be done before the Brazilian-based company starts construction.
Well, it was a very good meeting. It was more or less a finalization of between the IDB, City of Baxter, and Portobello. As far as what we really need to do as far as abatements and everything else. But I think it was a really good meeting. And at the end of the meeting, we more or less told their attorneys that the final step is, I know they have not purchased the property yet. They were waiting for a closing on it. And I told them we need to get the closing as soon as possible, because we've got to set two meetings. We've got to have a first reading, second reading, and a public hearing on the finalization of it. So they're going to expedite that, and that should finalize everything for Portobello.
As far as the pilot agreement goes, I know that's one of the things that you all had agreed on in that meeting. Is there any sort of dollar amount as to how much is being waived for this process? Do you happen to know that?
Not really. It's based on, it's just like all abatements through any any plant that comes, Academy, Ficosa, and everyone else. Ours is based on a 90%, and that's it worked out. It worked out well for us. It worked out well for the company and for us. I'm glad it's just about closed. It's really been a tough. I know the attorney for Portobello made the statement in the Hattie B meeting that it was a really tough negotiation on both sides. But I think Mr. Ledbetter, I'll just have to compliment him so much on everything that the board has done in negotiations with Portobello. And I think both sides came out exactly the way it should be.
Portobello announced last December it would open its corporate headquarters in Baxter. The $150 million private investment by Portobello will create approximately 220 new jobs, ranging from manufacturing to corporate positions.